Hello, 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 my lovelies. Hi, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We're on to day 12 of Money Love. And wow, what a deep and transformational program this has been. I'm so excited for you, everything that it's been shifting, the ways that things have started to show up. So today I just want to talk about a bit about the body stuff. And how about manifesting from your soul, your alignment, your truth that you keep tapping into when you do your future connections, when you do your journaling, when you do the higher perspective meditation, and then we bring that energy through our bodies and into our life. This is how we live a physical life, we live a physical experience. And that connection to that physicality of the material world, of our physical world, of our senses and experiences. Now, we tapped into a little of this in day one, when I talked very much about setting up your own routine that helps you align your body, your mind, your energy, being aware that, combining things like meditations, your breathings, doing all that, plus exercise, and why it's so important to do activity, not just walking, but to do physical activity to get your body moving and shifting lower negative energy, because we always want to look to moving into that higher frequency, more of an open state for our body, our open state for our muscles, an open state for our cells. An open state is what we need to achieve on the inside and the outside as a physical being. So I mean on your soul, yes, but also mentally, emotionally, and physically. And so an open body is a soft body. It could be a strong body, but it's ideally a soft body, a soft, and you've released tension from your body. But it must also be a strong body on the core. So it's very important to have strong muscles as well and a healthy body, but to make sure that you are open because you've released tension. And the best way, of course, of releasing tension is by exercise, is by stretching, is by intensive exercise like HIIT training, and then you'll feel relaxed, because there's always this kind of squeeze and release that needs to go on through your body. You know that after you do exercise, you always feel much, much better. It also releases endorphins and serotonin in your brain, and so you feel happier. So it's a really important thing to do. Now, going further into the body, you will notice that there are times when certain parts of your body feel more open than others. So you'll find that maybe you're more open in your heart space, your chest, your mind feels open, but you maybe the lower part of your body might be feeling more resistance, might be more shut down, might be heavier. You might be finding you have responses from digestive issues or pain in your body. And it's really important that these are very strong indicators where you're holding resistance and fear beliefs in your body. And so what I'm encouraging you to do is to not ignore these things, not just to brush them off as physical symptoms and that it's just, just to be ignored, but actually to we're going to tend to it. Bear with me one second. To tend to it. So all I'm asking you to do is be aware of tending to your fears, as well as tending to, because moving to the positivity. There is no point ignoring. If you were driving and you've got the brakes on, you wouldn't keep just trying to drive faster. You need to acknowledge that the brake is on. So by acknowledging your body, and a very brilliant technique for this is very simply to place your, sit quietly when you're done your breathing exercise, as an example, sit quietly with your hands on your heart and on your belly. Now, you can then use your hands once you've connected to your body on any part of you that is feeling heavy, resistant, or feeling painful. Place your hands, one hand on heart and one hand on the place that feels, maybe it's your belly, maybe it's your knees, maybe it's your ankles, maybe it is your heart, but feeling the energy where it's heavier and then listening, connecting to it, and connecting it then ideally, if it's a lower part of your body, you would then connect it to your heart space. So you imagine a line being drawn from your belly to your heart with your hands both connected. And just listen. And listen to your body and feel the energy, feel the emotions that come up. And your body will communicate to you. It will bring up thoughts and feelings, and just let it flow. Just let it flow. It wants you to tend to listening, because your body is trying to say to you, listen to me, listen to me. Yeah. So when you're thinking about, you know, moving forward, it's very important to not ignore your fears, but you don't want to drown in them. You just want to tend to them, like taking your brakes off, and then seek again to move into the highest energy that you can move into, so that you're going to naturally bubble up and move into a higher frequency, a higher vibration. Yeah. So we're all, I'm just stating for this, we don't want to go too far into this, because this is not, you know, masses of what we're doing in this program, but it's a technique to help yourself being aware when there is resistance. If you're feeling emotional resistance, coming to your body, listening to your body, it will be in your body. You will be able to connect it, but you will place your hands on your hand or your belly, and then place your hands, you know, move them around and touch the places that feel like pain, and listen. And the same goes to listening to whatever that emotional feeling is that's bubbling up. If it feels like it's a fear or worry, a lower emotional feeling, grief, anger, etc., to give it, listen, simply listen and voice it. You don't need to voice it as a people. You can just voice it out loud as you're listening. Listening to yourself is the number one priority. And you can write it in your journal. But once acknowledged, it's like, I'm going to be a bit crude at this second, but it's like going to the toilet. You don't analyze when you've taken the shit. Okay, so when your body's had a release and it's let go of those food that you don't need anymore out of your body, and you've, you know, let it out of your digestive system, you don't analyze what's in the loo. You don't prod around and have a good look at it. You just acknowledge that you've released it and you've let it go. Okay. And the same is important with emotions and acknowledging the heavy emotions, because they're just stuck. And all you're doing is listening and allowing them to flow, so that you can then put all of your focus on driving forward, on moving up the scale. Okay. On moving up in being a high emotional energy. As we talked about in day one, you always want to be looking for feeling better, feeling higher, feeling more open. Okay. And we know, just like your digestive system, that when your body has had a release, you feel more open, you feel more spacious, you feel lighter. And that is exactly the same as you want to feel emotionally, mentally, physically, sexually. To allow money and fuel, money and love, to flow through your life, you want to be open to receiving. And so then we want an open life, exactly the same. So that's my thought for today on this part of it. Now, part two of this, as you are moving forward, you've done a whole lot of processing around how it will feel when you've got it, what the truth is when you go to that higher and bigger perspective, what your beliefs are, having more of money and love and the fuels, etc. So you've been writing things down. You've been creating beliefs. You've been using words that resonate for you. Okay. And now, using all of that, I'm going to invite you to create your own mental programming and emotional programming. So an intention that you're going to create and write and then record, okay? Because you want to record it so you can listen to it every day after you've done your breathing and your meditation, and you've got yourself, and add it to your morning routine and ideally your evening routine, to program your subconscious. But it's based on your words, your new beliefs, what you've been creating, and from your soul. So it's not like setting an intent to say, from this program, I'm going to receive this. This is not that. It's a statement, okay? It's a new statement. And I would encourage that you start it by saying, I now lean back into faith, as I know it is done, and I am open to receiving unconditionally. Yeah? I lean back into faith, for I know it is done, and I'm ready to receive unconditionally. and then go into it. Now you can say thank you for the amazingness of my business, thank you for the 100k I have received, and for, you know, all of the easiness of the ideal clients that are coming into my life. I really appreciate the amazingness of these soulmate clients that I am working with, who I feel like I am totally lined up with, emotionally, mentally, and physically, and that I really enjoy working with them, and they, you know, I get to empower them. You get to go into more of what you're desiring, what you're creating, and what you expect to see manifest as more fuel and love in your life, and that you're creating your own, so that you get to go in depth of it. Now, I'm just going to read you a little bit of one of mine that I use. Now, they evolve and change in time. You can get better and better with it, but you'll keep using it and evolving it to the next levels of wherever you are at. Now, I have two parts to mine, but I always start off with one section that talks about myself, okay, so that I'm always plugging it. So mine says, I lean back into faith, for it is done, and I am ready to receive unconditionally. I am honest about being beautiful, rich, sexy, and free in my long, lean body, luxurious, elegant, sexy, vibrant, colorful, and kaleidoscopic, an abundance of well-being, joy, wealth, money, love, and freedom. For everything is available to me, everything is ready for me, everything is always working out for me, everything is coming to me, and everything is here now, and everything is always getting better and better for me. I expect miracles. I expect ease, grace, flow, fun, riches, money, love, and joy wherever I go. It is easy. I lean back into faith, for it is done, and I am ready to receive unconditionally. Now, that's part of one of mine. That's how I start my that's like my core part of my daily programming. Pretty much know it off by heart. I listen to it, I speak it, and then I have another section that is much more detailed about what I am now manifesting in my life. Okay, sometimes I use dates, sometimes I don't. Okay, I find that it is better if I've done, you know, thank you for always writing, by the way, that it is here, that it's here, and how you feel. So that's why we've been doing that sort of future projection. We'll go into that a bit more tomorrow, but so you'll be able to build on it. But this is for you to use continually moving forward. It's connecting to what you've done already and for you to build on. Okay, so that you're always evolving your own flow of money and love, and you're going to the next level and the next level. So it's best not to think about things like, oh, you know, if you're stretching too far, just say, if you're not in the vicinity of being able to say, here's my £1 million, you know, then it's too far for you to believe, and that causes conflict in your energy. It's better to think to the next level that you want to be in, and then go to the next level and the next level. So that you're actually allowing yourself to see the manifestations turning up, yeah? You always want to have the energy, the alignment of your mind, body, and soul, and sexuality, open to allowing the next level, okay? It's that openness of receptivity. It's the openness and the flow. So it's like driving down a road. You want the road to be as smooth and easy for the journey, which why, for me, everything is about ease and grace. But you have your beliefs, and your practice is to feel around that attunement. If your statements are open or are they closed, are you trying to demand or are you trying to be inviting? Are you speaking from it is done? Yeah. So you're actually saying, well, now I, you know, now that it is done, and thank you so much. I absolutely love the way that this has shown up with such ease. I love it that these ideal clients were absolutely amazing, and that, you know, going into more detail about the kind of clients that you want, or that you're wanting, you know, this lover and this partner and this relationship, and how it actually feels to be in that relationship, and what kind of things that relationship feels like, or how you wanted more friendships and connections in your life. Yeah. So, or how you're loving how you feel about your own sexy, gorgeous body. Now, I always write about how my body is beautiful. I am beautiful, that I am sexy, that I am love itself, that I have this beautiful, long, lean, amazing body that is healthy and free and rich and gorgeous. I always type and write and speak from that place that I'm there, even if I'm not quite there at some point. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. but I'm always owning it. I'm always programming my body to say, that's the destination. That's where we're at. That's where we're living from. Okay. So you're combining this. It's a playing for yourself. Write it down first, play with it. Use stuff that you've written, write it after you've connected to your, you know, I would recommend absolutely doing it, your meditation first, breathing, then the meditation, then writing and spending a bit of time journaling to write this for yourself. Once you've written it, speak it out loud, see how it feels in your mouth. As you speak it a few times, you'll feel like, actually that can be tweaked. Yeah. Because you're trying to teach yourself. It's very important. You're being a teacher to yourself. Once you're really happy with it, record it on your phone, use your voice memos, and then listen to it. So now when you record it, it's very important to do it in an upbeat, energized voice. Don't speak it in a monotone voice. Speak it in an energized, upbeat, emphatic voice that's got, you know, flow, ebb and flow to it. And that you're training your brain. So you're creating yourself something that's actually going to have an emotional content to it that you're going to listen to every day. So instead of listening to somebody else, you're speaking from your soul to yourself. Okay. Play with it. Have fun with it. It will evolve. We've got a few more things that we will be doing in Money Love. But you're going to listen to this every day and evolve it. And use it to help get you to the next level, the next level, the next level. All right. So it's a fantastic little technique. Use it, enjoy it. Love to know how you get on with it. Sending you much love.